Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics in organic chemistry, alcohols. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode will walk you through everything you need to know, clearly, confidently, and with your exam marks firmly in mind. Let's get started. Alcohols are a homologous series of organic compounds. What makes them special is the hydroxyl group, that's the OA group, attached to a carbon chain. The general formula for alcohols is CnH, 2n plus 1, OH, and the simplest member of the family is methanol, followed by ethanol, the alcohol found in drinks. Now, the first big concept you need to nail is how alcohols are made. There are two main routes, and examiners absolutely love asking about the conditions for each. Route 1, hydration of alkenes. This is an industrial process. You take an alkene, like ethene, and react it with steam in the presence of an acid catalyst, typically phosphoric acid. The conditions are high temperature, around 300 degrees Celsius, high pressure, around 60 to 70 atmospheres, and a phosphoric acid catalyst. The equation for making ethanol this way is ethene plus water gives ethanol. The key word here is hydration. You're adding water across the double bond. Route 2, fermentation of glucose. This is the biological route. Glucose is broken down by enzymes in yeast into ethanol and carbon dioxide. The conditions for fermentation are yeast as the catalyst, a temperature of around 30 to 40 degrees Celsius, warm enough for the enzymes to work, but not so hot they denature, and anaerobic conditions, meaning no oxygen. This process is used to produce biofuels and alcoholic drinks. A common exam question asks you to compare these two methods. Hydration gives a purer product and is a continuous process, but it uses a non-renewable feedstock, crude oil. Fermentation uses a renewable feedstock, sugar crops, but gives a dilute, impure product that requires further distillation. This links to an important evaluation question. Is ethanol produced by fermentation truly carbon neutral? The argument is that the plants used to make the glucose absorbed carbon dioxide as they grew, so burning the ethanol only releases the same carbon dioxide back, making it carbon neutral. However, examiners expect you to challenge this. Energy is used in farming, transporting, and distilling the ethanol, and that energy often comes from fossil fuels. So candidates should be prepared to state that ethanol from fermentation is not truly carbon neutral when the full life cycle is considered. Now let's talk about classification. Alcohols are classified as primary, secondary, or tertiary. And this classification is crucial because it determines what happens when you oxidize them. A primary alcohol has the OH group on a carbon that is bonded to only one other carbon. Think of propan 1, or the OH is on the end, carbon. A secondary alcohol has the O group on a carbon bonded to two other carbons. Propan 2L is the classic example. The OH sits in the middle of the chain. A tertiary alcohol has the OA group on a carbon bonded to three other carbons. 2-methylpropan-2Y is a good example. A helpful memory trick. Count the carbons attached to the carbon bearing the O group. One carbon attached, primary. Two carbons, secondary. Three carbons, tertiary. Now the section that earns the most, marks, and causes the most mistakes. Pay close attention. The oxidizing agent used is acidified potassium dichromate, the sixth. You can use the symbol O in square brackets as shorthand for the oxidizing agent in equations, and examiners will accept this. The key observation is a color change from orange to green as the dichromate is reduced. Primary alcohols can be oxidized in two stages. First, with gentle oxidation, using a limited amount of oxidizing agent and distilling off the product as it forms, you get an aldehyde. For ethanol, this gives ethanol. The condition here is to distill the product off immediately to prevent further oxidation. Second, with excess oxidizing agent and reflux conditions, the aldehyde is further oxidized to a carboxylic acid. Ethanol becomes ethanoic acid. So primary alcohol goes to aldehyde, then to carboxylic acid. Secondary alcohols are oxidized to ketones. And that's it. They cannot be oxidized further under normal conditions. Propan 2, a boulder, for example, gives propanone. Tertiary alcohols cannot be easily oxidized at all. There is no hydrogen on the carbon bearing the OH group, so the oxidation cannot proceed. If you add acidified potassium dichromate to a tertiary alcohol, there is no color change. the solution stays orange. Now, how do you distinguish between an aldehyde and a ketone? This is a classic exam question. Two reagents are used. Tollens's reagent, also called ammoniacal silver nitrate. Aldehydes reduce the silver ions to silver metal, producing a silver mirror on the inside of the test tube. Ketones do not react. Failing solution, a blue copper solution. Aldehydes reduce the copper ions to copper 1 oxide, giving a brick red precipitate. Ketones do not react. Remember, aldehydes are reducing agents, ketones are not. The phrase aldehydes are active might help you remember that aldehydes react with both tollens and phthalates, while ketones do not. The final key reaction is dehydration, the elimination of water from an alcohol to form an alkene. This is the reverse of hydration. The conditions are heat with a concentrated acid catalyst, typically concentrated phosphoric acid or concentrated sulfuric acid. The water molecule is eliminated and a carbon-carbon double bond forms. For ethanol, ethanol gives ethene plus water. In the mechanism, the acid protonates the OH group, making it a better leaving group. The water leaves, taking the electrons, and a carbocation intermediate forms. A proton is then lost from the adjacent carbon, forming the double bond. Examiners may ask you to draw this mechanism, so practice it carefully. Right, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every year. Mistake 1. Confusing the conditions for getting an aldehyde versus a carboxylic acid from a primary alcohol. To get the aldehyde, you must distill off the product as it forms, using a limited amount of oxidizing agent. To get the carboxylic acid, you use excess oxidizing agent and reflux. If you just say heat with acidified potassium dichromate without specifying distill or reflux, you will not get the mark for conditions. Mistake 2. Saying tertiary alcohols are oxidized, they are not. If a question asks what happens when a tertiary alcohol is treated with acidified potassium dichromate, the answer is no reaction, the solution remains orange. Mistake 3. Forgetting the conditions for fermentation. You must state yeast, 30 to 40 degrees Celsius, and anaerobic conditions. Leaving out any one of these loses a mark. Mistake 4, errors in the elimination mechanism. Make sure you show the curly arrows correctly, from the bond to the leaving group, and from the adjacent CH bond to form the double bond. Practice drawing this until it is automatic. Command word tip, when a question says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because. When it says describe, state what happens. When it says evaluate, you must consider both sides and make a judgment. Let's test yourself with a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question if you want to think before I give the answer. Question 1. What are the conditions for fermentation of glucose? Answer: yeast, 30 to 40 degrees Celsius, anaerobic conditions. Question 2. What is the color change when acidified potassium dichromate oxidizes a primary alcohol? Answer: orange to green. Question 3. What reagent gives a silver mirror with an aldehyde but not a ketone? Answer: Tollens's reagent, ammoniacal silver nitrate. Question 4. What type of alcohol cannot be easily oxidized? Answer: tertiary alcohol. Question 5. What is the product when a secondary alcohol is oxidized? Answer: a ketone. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the two routes to making alcohols, hydration of alkenes, and fermentation of glucose, and the key conditions for each. We classified alcohols as primary, secondary, or tertiary based on the carbon bearing the OH group. We explored oxidation reactions. Primary alcohols go to aldehydes, then carboxylic acids. Secondary alcohols go to ketones. Tertiary alcohols don't oxidize. We looked at how to distinguish aldehydes from ketones using Tollens's reagent and failing solution. And finally, we covered the dehydration of alcohols to form alkenes. The most important thing to take away: conditions matter enormously in this topic. Examiners are looking for precise, specific answers. Distill versus reflux, yeast versus acid catalyst, anaerobic versus aerobic. Get those conditions right, and you'll be picking up marks that other candidates miss. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.